Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of NGL Fincam Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pallavi Pednekar. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning. Good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Pallavi Pednekar, Company Secretary, NGL Fincam Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter for FY 2022-23. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial results for the quarter ended 30th of June,  2022. I would now like to introduce you to the management participating with us on the call. We have with us Mr. Rahul Nachne, Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Rajesh Lavande, Whole-time Director and CFO of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. I am Rahul Nachne. I welcome all of you to the investor analyst call for Q1 2022-23 for NGL Fincam Limited. I will take you through the performance of the company for the current quarter. In Q1 2022-23, we saw the sales decrease to 62.94 crores as compared to 75.91 crores in the same quarter last year, resulting in a decrease of 17% in sales. The profit after tax declined to 52 lakhs as compared to 19.35 crores in the same quarter last year, resulting in a decrease of 97%. Sales for veterinary API decreased to 55.41 crores in Q1 2022-23 as compared to 57.51 crores in Q1 2021-22, resulting in a decrease of about 4% in sales of the veterinary API segment. Sales for human API decreased to 2.62 crores as compared to 3.26 crores in the earlier quarter, resulting in a decrease of 24%. Sales of intermediates and other items decreased to 1.94 crores as compared to 12.73 crores in the same quarter last year. Margins have decreased substantially, primarily as the gross material cost has risen from 41% in Q1 2021-22 to 53% in Q1 2022-23. This is primarily due to two significant factors. Firstly, the prices of chemicals and commodities have appreciated significantly. The first increase was around July-August in 2021 after the easing of COVID restrictions and the subsequent demand surge. The second increase in February-March 2022 on account of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Secondly, we have a time lag between the price increase and its passing on to customers. Furthermore, there are a few products where the price increase could only partially be passed on. Power and fuel costs have also gone up by over 1%, while other operating expenses have gone up due to normalization in operations post the lifting of COVID restrictions. EBITDA hence decreased to about 12% in Q1 this year as compared to 31% in Q1 last year. Demand for our products has been subdued during the current quarter, and the same trend continues in Q2 this year. Part of the reduction in demand is on account of high prices and part due to stock equalization being done by customers. We have, however, maintained the leadership position in our top five products, wherein we account for over 50% of sales, while in the next five products, we are the second largest suppliers. Pilot scale-up of two products was achieved during Q1 2022-23, taking our veterinary API product basket to 21 APIs along with two human health APIs. We have also commenced manufacture of an ectoparasitic through our subsidiary Microtech and commenced exports of this product. We anticipate exports of about 6 to 8 crores of this product during the current year. Current capacity utilization is only at about 70% after factoring the Microtech expanded capacity available to us. The greenfield expansion at Tarapur is progressing with civil construction proceeding as per schedule. In terms of equipment ordering, we have slowed down the process in view of the high commodity prices prevailing currently. As per the schedule, equipment ordering should have commenced in May 2022 but has now been delayed to November 2022. We will have a relook on this schedule once we are closer to the date. Due to this decision, the greenfield expansion is now expected to be completed only early 2024. We are focused to continue investing in maintaining our market position by remaining cost competitive, reliable, and of course high quality solutions for all our customers. I have now completed my opening statement and now open the floor for discussions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead. Mr. Jain, sir, I would request you to kindly use your handset to ask a question.
Sure. Is this better?
This is better. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. And two things, sir. Just to understand with regards to the demand and the cost side of it. So you have mentioned in your presentation that the trends of price increase seems to be now easing and you expect the reduction to continue in the current quarter. So if you could share some more details in terms of the cost part, if possible, try to quantify it in terms of, you know, various cost pressures which were there being faced earlier. How are they panning out now? Are you seeing what kind of reduction is being visible now and what is the expectation going ahead? And sir, with regards to the demand part, last time you had mentioned and in your initial remarks also you mentioned about cost price pass on. You had mentioned in the previous call there was a resistance from the customers in terms of the price increase and thereby the demand also had suffered. So with regards to the demand, when do we see things improving now? Are customers still continue to hold the demand or is there some change? And how do you look at the demand in the coming 2-3 quarters?
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Rahul. Just to answer your question, so it's broadly classified into two parts. The first being the demand and the second being the cost pressures.
Yes.
With regard to demand, high price increases have put a dampener on quite a few of our products. Demand, customers are now, what they are doing is they are basically using old inventory and trying to reduce their fresh buying so that they are not saddled with high cost inventories. Secondly, there is also a resistance from the market because we are in the end selling to companies which in the end sell to market, to farmers. So it's the entire cycle is a B2B segment. And there is a pushback when it comes to higher prices from the farmers also. So all this has built in a little bit of a lag in demand. Companies are waiting and watching to see how the prices will behave and are keeping their fingers crossed that hopefully prices will start easing a little bit and then demand will come back. The second part of demand is also because of challenges. China is a fairly good market for us. From close to about March to about June this year, there has been hardly any export to China. We have seen almost a 70% drop in sales, primarily because they again got closed down during due to COVID restrictions. Shanghai and Beijing was closed. and additional restrictions were imposed. And then we are seeing demand situations sporadically in other markets also. So to your question about when do we expect demand to normalize, we expect this probably to take another 3 to 6 months for things to start regularizing. The current quarter also looks quite subdued. We hope to see a little bit of recovery probably in Q3, but I think the strong recovery will probably come more in Q4 this year. With regard to the cost pressures, it looks like they have peaked around July. We see that prices of chemicals and other commodity chemicals are slowly coming down. But the decrease is very, very slow right now. So it's not too rapid. So prices had almost doubled and we have now seen probably a 10 to 15% reduction in pricing. But as it goes on, we hope that over the next 3 to 4 months, these prices will also come down. And that should lead to a better recovery for us. Does that answer your question?
Sure, sir. That is quite helpful. Just one last bit. Can we say this could be among the worst quarter, the quarter gone by, could be the worst quarter and things could be better off than the quarter gone by? Maybe gradually and slowly, but do we feel that somewhere we have gone through the worst?
I think that the cycle is, we have seen the worst situation in the current quarter. It should definitely start improving as we go along. Because, you know, there was, it was a double whammy. There were very high costs because in we have not seen these kind of prices, you know, which we saw in April, May. This year, I have never seen those kind of prices for raw materials and a huge amount of pushback from customers. So yeah, hopefully this has been the worst quarter for us.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. This was quite helpful. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajat Sethia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is about the total capacity that we have at the moment. You mentioned 70% utilization. So my question is, what is the maximum achievable capacity? Is it 100%, less than that or more than that?
At 100% capacity, we can probably reach a turnover of around 375 and 400 crores. We are trading at nearly 70% of that level currently.
Okay. So we can do 100%. It's possible practically.
Well, 100% theoretically is not workable, but we have reached close to 95-98% capacity utilization levels in our earlier years.
Okay, all right. And sir, the new CAPEX that we are putting up now, there must be some cost overrun. So what's the new, what's the overall estimate and what has been the cost overrun?
Earlier, the total cost was estimated at about 100 crores. And then revised to 140 crores. And we saw that prices of steel were not coming down. So the prices were are pretty high. So we'll probably end up with about 140 crores. And in view of surplus capacity available currently with us, we have sort of deferred the investment by a 6 month period. And we thought let's take a chance to see whether prices can come down a little bit so that it will help us save some money in our investment.
Sure. So this 100 to 140, 150 is purely cost overruns, like it's purely inflation and all, right?
That is right, yes.
Okay. And now we have delayed by 6 months, so anytime during the next 6 months if we see the prices coming down, we may speed up our CAPEX plan, right?
That is right, yeah.
Okay. And you had also mentioned, I think, during the AGM that capacity will increase by 60% post the new CapEx. So let's say with the current capacity we can do 400 as the outer limit. So are we saying that with the new capacity can do 240-250 crores of revenues?
Yeah, definitely 200 more, yes.
Okay. All right. And so, one final question. What has been the trend of us gaining market share over the last 12 months across products?
Well, we have maintained our leadership position in all the products which we have got. So we are number one in six products right now, and we are number two in another five products after that. So out of 21 products we have got, we have a fairly large leadership position in over 11 of them.
Okay, and the top five you mentioned, the next five you're saying you are number two, and the market share would range from what to what broadly?
It varies from product to product. So let me say that the total, probably the current basket which we are doing, total market potential should be close to about 1,500 crores.
Market potential, market opportunity for those five products is 1,500 crores.
Of all the products which we are currently doing, the 22 to 23 products which we are currently doing.
Okay. Okay. And can you also break it down into top five, next five, and the rest?
I don't have that data offhand to tell you right now.
So no problem. But is this something that over the next call, if you can share?
Definitely.
All right. That will be helpful. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand, the new two products that are being developed, what can be the revenue potential from these two products, let's say, if not this year, then from FY24 onwards?
I was not able to hear you clearly. You're saying revenue potential of which product?
Sir, the new product that we have, the two new products that we are doing at the trial rooms. Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you. So yeah, there are three products which we have done, two products, sorry. They should be having a revenue potential of, let's say the world market should be in the range of about 60-80 crores.
Okay. Okay. Each product, yeah. 60-80 crore from each product. Yeah. The market size.
To put together.
Oh, put together. Okay. 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 And sir, on the CapEx side, so you shared the revised limit. So when can we expect the new CapEx to be completed, the greenfield CapEx to be completed?
If we start by the end of this year, the equipment ordering, we should be ready by about January 2024.
Okay. So January 2024, and we normally take at least 6 months for stability data and all to be ready. So let's say we can expect the ramp up from Q2 of FY25.
That is right, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And wish you all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. So the first question is, you said that in terms of cost pressure, Q1 may be the worst quarter. So do we expect our gross margin to normalize in the range of 55%-58% in the next couple of quarters?
I think within 2 quarters would be ambitious. It will probably take another 3 to 4 quarters to get to that level.
Okay. Okay. And we have already taken price increase to cover what, 50-60% of the RM and other cost price increases, or it's little more or less than that? How much we are able to pass on to the customer?
We have been able to pass on roughly about 50-60%.
Okay. Got it. And sir, second question is on the poultry product. I think last time you mentioned that the product, one of the product, you know, we discontinued and the other one is doing quite well. So, you know, how about scaling up that? And, you know, I think we were doing around 6 to 8 crores on that product. So, you know, how do we see the scale up of that product?
Just give me a second. So that product is already scaled up in the last year, in the full of last complete financial year, we sold about a ton and a half of that product. In the current quarter, we have already sold 1100 kilos. So it's doing quite well. We expect sales of between 8 and 10 crores from that product in the current year.
Got it. And sir, last question. So when you say the total market potential for 23 products is 1500 crores, that is the entire market, right? For, and then we will be getting certain market share out of that.
Yeah, that is a world market, and that will probably be shared among between probably 25-30 companies which will participate in that market.
Okay, so 1500 crore is a total market, and why for a decent market share in that 1500 crore?
Correct, yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Rohit Balakrishnan from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So just on this demand scenario, I just wanted to understand, I mean, you mentioned that both largely cost has been a deterrent for your, for the end customer and hence your customer as well. Do you see that as a temporary phenomena or, I mean, assuming that the inflation it's not increases, but still, if it does not decline, do you see this to persist, this demand scenario to sort of be weak, or at some point of time when the inventories will be over, they have to come around and increase the, I mean, and start buying your products. Just wanted to get your view.
Yeah, so demand has been suppressed due to different factors. The largest, of course, has been the pricing. In a B2B business, there is a lot of pushback when it comes to increased pricing. The second has been in the Far East market because of restrictions in China, which has pulled down. So Shanghai port was chock-a-block and not taking any new shipments almost from March till about early June. And even today, it takes close to about 3 weeks to clear consignments from Shanghai. And that's a gateway to China for us. And then we have some other markets like Turkey where they, you know, they are facing very high inflation, almost 70% inflation going on right there, over there. So there have been these sort of, you know, pockets where there are, in different markets, there are different challenges which are creating these issues. And it's a cyclical thing which will probably take about a year for it to, you know, run around and settle down completely. So this is probably the worst quarter. We expect the pressure to continue in the current quarter also. And then towards start easing more towards Q3 of the current year.
Okay. And if you were to think about some of these markets like China, Turkey, which you would say are facing their own issues, some temporary, some more structural. So, I mean, is it possible to probably say what kind of revenues in your view at this point of time where you can say these are the problematic markets where we are selling and what percentage of our sales would be coming from these markets? Just a rough estimate. I don't want exact numbers, just to get broad sense, if you have that.
Just one second. Well, Turkey has been accounting for almost about between 4 and 5% for of sales for us, while China has been accounting for close to about 8 to 10% for of sales for us.
Okay, got it. Understood. Okay. And sir, slightly, a different question. I think a few quarters back, almost 6-7 quarters back, you'd spoken about that you see immense opportunity in the business for at least next 8-10 years, and you don't see any issue in terms of the overall market potential or dynamics from a structural point of view. Obviously, at that point of time, the situation was much different in the sense the demand was very strong and we were doing very, very well. So I just wanted to get your view. I mean, given things have changed quite a lot in the last probably 3-4 quarters. So I just wanted to get your view from your vantage point as you see over the next, let's say, 4-5 years. How do you see this playing out for your company?
Well, the veterinary pharma industry is pretty stable, and it's not really, we don't see so much fluctuations in demand over a period of time.
Right.
Disease patterns are constant. Farmers need to take care of their animals, so pharma is definitely not a discretionary spending. It's a necessity when it comes to spending. I would put this down more to, you know, the issues which you are facing right now in terms of economic issues which certain countries are facing, the demand-supply problems which are going on right now and which are creating big pressure on pricing. There are these issues like China coming back with COVID restrictions and very, very stringent restrictions in the around March to June this year. So these are more like localized issues which are giving a cascading effect. And overall, I don't think there has been any shift in the basic demand or structure for the industry. That would still remain to be strong. Probably 22 is going to be a year which is not so great for the industry. But it will definitely recover. I'm very, very optimistic about this industry.
Fine, sir. And sir, just sort of taking cue from some of the questions that you answered in the previous participants, you mentioned that about 25-30 players are there in this entire product portfolio that you're working in. Given the strained situation that the market is in, I'm just curious to understand. I mean, we are in a much stronger position from a balance sheet point of view, but do you see any companies which can probably not sustain or not withstand this kind of challenges as per your knowledge, and probably that can also open up opportunities for us to gain market share?
Well, about 8 to 10 companies exist here in India and which work in the same products which we do. The rest of them are Chinese companies. I really do not know the structure for the Chinese. But in India, 3 of them are listed entities, the rest are non-listed. So it's a little difficult to understand the, you know, financial strength of each company. So I am unable to answer that question.
All right. Okay, sir. This has been very helpful and all the very best, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahawal from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, firstly, what was the volume growth in this quarter?
We have not seen any volume growth. In fact, we have seen volume decreasing roughly about 3% more than the value decrease.
Okay. And this is YOY, right? We're comparing it to Q1 of last year.
Correct.
Okay. Understood. And just a clarification, you were mentioning to an earlier participant that the new capacity, the greenfield, is coming in FY24 or FY25?
25.
It will come in FY25.
I'm sorry, FY24. Between Jan and March of 2024.
Okay.
But it will get commercialized probably 6 months later. So the impact of that particular expansion would appear more in 2025.
Understood. And the CapEx of 140 crores that we're doing, this is still 80% at 40% internal accruals?
So just one second. It's being funded 2:1 ratio.
Okay. That's two.
Yeah, debt two and equity internal accruals one.
Okay. And in some earlier calls, you were mentioning that we do have a U.S. customer who purchases from us semi-annually. Any update on the demand currently from that customer, or is that also going to be weak in H1?
No, we have one shipment for that customer which will go in the current quarter.
Okay, so that demand is on track.
Yeah, he just buys twice a year, so it just depends on which quarter he's buying from. He didn't buy anything last quarter, he bought in the current quarter.
Current quarter means Q2.
Q2, yeah.
Sure. And in a normal situation, you would say that the company can target a 20-25% volume growth and margins in the range of 18-24%. And we do understand the high spike has obviously made it unachievable. But is this the kind of target we have for FY24, or will it take longer to reach this kind of growth again?
But current year has been a pretty big surprise, and we never anticipated, such depression in the demand. We have been interacting with our customers, and they have also been, complaining of difficulty in passing on price increases to their end customers. So this whole cycle is fairly recent. We have just seen about 4 to 5 months of this cycle coming. So I would not, I'm unable to comment, whether this cycle will pan out in a 10-month period or in a 15-month period or 18-month period, because we are still in the early part of the cycle. I might be able to answer your comment a little more confidence probably 3 months from now.
Sure. And just one last question. Any other product launches we're targeting for this year? We did two in Q1.
Yes. In fact, there are two more being planned in Q3 this year. Two more in Q3 and one in Q4. So we plan to commercialize a total of five new products in the current year.
And these will all be animal API?
All are animal APIs, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivan Sarvaiya from GHP Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. One question around the new CapEx. So in the previous call, you had spoken about development of new APIs to fill in the new capacities. So sir, could you comment on the number of APIs that you are targeting to introduce at the new facility, the market size of those, and at what stage are we in their development? And what are they in the same margins that we've been getting normally in normal situations? That is about 55-60%. So sir, some color on that would be helpful.
Yeah. So we are not waiting for new capacity to come in. We are trying to develop a product line, because it takes a good 2 to 3 years for any new product launch to cover the market adequately. By the end of this year, we hope to take our total product basket to about 24 to 25 veterinary APIs. 24 vet APIs plus one human API, so we will have about 25 as against 21 which we have today.
Okay. So margins, what I was...
The second part of your question was on the margins. The margins are a mixed bag, because some of them are, but I think overall overall the product mix is such that we should be able to get to a gross margin of about 55%, definitely.
Okay. Okay. So what I was trying to understand is that once we have this capacity, up and running, what would be the total market size that we would be targeting in terms of the APIs that we would be having in our portfolio? So currently it is 1500 crores. Assuming we are in H2 of FY25, what would we be looking at in terms of our addressable market opportunity?
Well, on the total products which we are looking at, there are two more products which we will plan this year, which are basically helmetics. And the market potential for those is fairly large. So we would probably be looking at an addressable market of close to about 2,200-2,500 crores.
Okay.
Just a word of caution, the Chinese are leaders in that product. We will be the first Indian manufacturers for these products. So it's going to be a challenging situation for us. We are going into a highly competitive market over there.
Okay. Sir, could you just repeat the product? I couldn't get it.
These are dewormers and helmetics.
Okay, sir. And they are having a similar gross profit margin, 55%. That is what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. There is a follow-up question from Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity once again. Sir, question is regarding the total market opportunity that you mentioned. At what rate that market is growing on a blended basis?
There are no published results which can give us any data about the rate of growth. But a large market growth is coming from better market penetration now. And you must be aware that market penetration in areas like Latin America, Africa, even here in India for veterinary products has been fairly shallow. And as the market penetration deepens, it will lead to greater volume growth and demand. But there is no published data which I can quote and tell you what the number would be.
Okay. Okay, all right. And over the next 2 to 3 years, how many new products do you plan to launch? You mentioned 3-4 in this year. How many new do you plan to launch over the next 2 to 3 years?
We have a plan prepared for getting to a total list of 30 APIs by 2024.
Okay. And the new products that we are launching in the next 2 years, so would you be able to share the market size for those products overall?
Give me some time to put it because I don't have the numbers across readily with me, but probably I can answer that question at the next opportunity.
Sure. And the next question is around that you mentioned that there are 125 players. So, like we are adding capacity, would you have any idea if any other player or other players are adding any capacity like us?
Oh, well, that's a million-dollar question. I'm sure everybody would be trying to add capacity. It's a highly competitive market. Every company has got its own plans of growth and would like to venture in. So, well, and as I said, there are only 3 players which operate in the public space here in India. There is us, there is Sequent Scientific, and there is Lhasa Super Generics. The rest of the other players are from the unlisted company sector. So I really do not have access to what their plans are.
Sure. Sure. And sir, one final question. This 1,500 crore market and 2025 players, so from the outside, and I can be completely, absolutely wrong here, but from the outside, it seems too many players competing for this market. So how do you see yourself growing from here onwards, given this context that you shared?
Yeah, so it looks like there are many players, but there are, players which are, some of them are pretty small companies. So they have limited capacities and they do limited products, probably just one or two products in which they might be competing with us. So for them, they go into the fragmented market where their market share is pretty small. If I have to say, out of these, how many significant players there are which can compete with on a similar scale and size, I would say on a worldwide basis, there would probably be just about 10 or 12 out of those 30 who would do that.
So, historically, we have gained market share, and that's how that has been one of the main pillars for our revenue growth. So do you expect us to continue gaining market share from here onwards as well?
On our top five products, I think I do not see us expanding any further market share, frankly, because we are already at a very large, over 50% market in those. And customers, as a strategy, prefer to have two to three suppliers for every product so that they are not dependent on just one source. We have probably have the potential of expanding our market share in the last 10 products which we have got, and that's where we are focusing right now.
Sure. And sir, with the CapEx amount obviously shooting up because of the raw material price and materials inflation and all, so do you expect us to continue making similar kind of return on capital that we used to make, that we continue to make till date? Do you expect those kind of return ratios to continue, or do you think that we might see a dip there, or how are they going to look like?
So if we take any period with, with a 3 to 5 year period and try to look at what sort of return we are getting, if you look at on that basis, then I think I'm fairly certain that we'll deliver the same. It's quarter to quarter, which is a challenge, especially in these trying times.
Sure. Yes, we are also. My question was also mainly with regards to the annual numbers and over a 2-3 year time period. Understood, sir. Thank you so much. Much appreciate answering all the queries. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta, which is a follow-up question from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, you said that the market size for our products will expand from 1,500 crore to 2,300 to 2,500 crore with the addition of 8-10 products that we plan to add over the next 2 years?
No. With the products that you have planned for the current year.
Okay. So the three new products.
The market size with all the 30 products which we do should be in the range of 3,000 crores plus.
Okay. So the three new products that we are adding, one for which the trial run is going on, and the two for which we are which are under development. So these three products itself will have, these three products itself will increase our market size by 800 to 1,000 crore.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Pallavi Pednekar for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Angel Fincare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, ma'am.